Good morning on the phone. Who might this be?
Hey, Patrick. I'll give you three guesses.
It's Bridget.
Well, see, you sound very much like also Julie.
Oh, how funny.
Yeah, last week
Julie or Bridget?
Last week I guessed Julie and it was, I guess Bridget and it was Julie. And I was about to say Julie and it's Bridget. So it shows you how much I know.
Well,
I always know it's Bridget because of the way she says hey.
What'd you say?
I said, I always know it's Bridget or you, Bridget, because it's the way you say, hey, Patrick.
Hey, Patrick.
Yeah. And you know what, Bridget? You were on my mind all last week.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, really?
I was thinking about Bridget. Yes, I was thinking about you.
Really? What were you thinking?
Oh,
I don't know why. I don't know. Certain people get on my mind, and I just wonder how they're doing. I don't know.
Because you knew they were going to call.
I don't know, but Bridget, you were on my mind last week.
I woke up this morning, you were on my mind. Oh, forget that.
Or, you know, it couldn't just be a little triggers you have.
I've never called in when you're on.
I know, I've never talked to you. No.
Yeah.
But I've listened to you, and I've kind of kept up with you over the years, kind of in a quiet way. And
Right. Well, cool. No, me
yeah,
too.
I think I was thinking about you when I was thinking about the ketogenic diet, and I remember when you were doing that, and you were using that product and selling it, and
I have been in so many things, it's just like not funny. Uh-huh. Kind of sad.
So what came of that?
I've tried a lot of things. I guess we all have.
Did you fall off the keto bandwagon thing? Did you fall off the wagon?
I did. I didn't like how it was feeling in my body, but it helped me. So I was in menopausal frumpiness, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah.
And it helped me. I was in a stuck place, and that is just a hard place to get motivated. So it helped me get over the hump of that and kind of lose a little weight and get motivated again. But then I don't know. My body just said, no, I'm that way that I try things and I'll do it for a while. I'm never consistent. I never do anything like religiously. I'm not that kind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if somebody says you're supposed to take, like just with my tooth thing, the doctor said, gave me antibiotics. I'm like, really? And I took like one or two and I'm like, I just can't do it. You know, I ain't doing it. I'm kind of a rebel.
Yeah. I know, Bridget, for me, I know that Steven came out with what's the name of that product?
Ketosis.
Ketosis, right.
I mean, I'm sorry. Shoot.
Whatever.
Whatever. I can't remember,
Yeah, and it's a multi-level thing. And Steven...
It is.
Steven was all fired up about it a long time ago, maybe a year ago. And so he sent me a little, and, I'm pretty much in ketosis all the time. Just the way I'm wired. Anyway, I took some kind of a liquid thing, a pouch, right? And you put it and you're supposed to drink it?
A powder, yeah.
Or
and that's
powder.
The other thing. Sometimes when I would drink it, it makes you feel kind of nauseous a little bit.
Well, I took one drink and I knew I didn't want it. I took just one drink of it.
Yeah, when I first took it, it kind of gave me a little speed, and I love that, which probably isn't good, but I've always loved, that's why I love coffee. I think because I'm a Pisces, I don't know, anyway, but it gave me a little, I was, woohoo, let's go, but then it was too much.
That's great.
But that's not to say it's terrible. I think it's helped a lot of people. I know that it's helped Meridian to really change, and so... Everybody's in a different spot, so we're not being like it's a bad product or anything. But some people...
No.
Yeah, right. It's just the way it is, you know.
Yeah, and like I said, it did help me, and it got me over the hump, and then I just didn't need it. But everybody is different, and I teach yoga and Pilates and everything, so that's huge, and... I have to be there because I teach, and so many people that don't, they need more motivation, you know? It's hard to make ourselves work out and stuff. And then that does help you do that, too. Makes you feel good when you're working out with it.
Mm-hmm. What kind of yoga do you teach?
I studied Ashtanga for many years. But then I've studied other yogas, Iyengar and many of others. So I'm a conglomeration of all my studies. But my passion was Ashtanga when I first got into it because I was a body, I was a personal trainer and did all that. So I kind of, Ashtanga is a strong practice.
Mm-hmm.
But now, I still love the sequence. I don't do it all. I have never done the full practice in a long time. It's intense, And but I love it. But now I kind of just combine everything. And my passion now is the Anat Banyal method.
I know you really like it.
I'm amazed at what it does.
Yeah, this lady we had on the show, and she actually, Bridget was nice enough to work with me. What was it, a year ago or so? When, I don't know the dates. When was my sciatica? Sharon knows.
Oh, that was last
summer,
April of 16. Yeah, no, it was April of 16. April. It was in the spring.
And we did. Mm-hmm. Remember, we did a little Skype, Bridget, and I was on the floor.
The
whole concept of that Anat Banyal is really pretty interesting. It's spiritually. It's right on. It's right on the way what she figured out. Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah.
It is so cool. And what's cool is when I get people on the floor and the first thing that you do is scan your body. So, and it's all about your bones. It's not about your muscles. It's about your bones. And when I watch people and they scan their body and I know it true because when I do it, their breath gets bigger. They start relaxing. They start sinking into the floor. It's just amazing when we put our attention on our bones and feel our bones, what changes in our body. It's cool. It's very cool. It's amazing. And what's hard is people don't want to slow down enough to feel their bones and even just to feel. Yeah.
Well, you sound very passionate about that.
Amazing, because I've been teaching over 35 years in different things. I've taught it all. And this, and you think about it, it's your spine. It's your vertebrae. Mm-hmm. Why can't you feel them? It's your ribs. Why don't we feel them? Everybody's focused on the muscles and the, to look good. And then it's like, oh, my God, our bones are so important.
That's so true. Bridget, have a little question about yoga. I love to stand on my head. I love it. It feels so good. But I have never been able to do it the correct way. I've never been able to stand on my head and kind of put my hands together to where your forearms and everything are kind of holding, cradling your head, and you're standing on your forearms.
Pretty much.
I've always had to stand on my hands. To balance myself, I don't know what to do.
Oh, you mean up against the wall?
No, not up against the wall. I don't use a wall, but I'm just saying.
You can stand on your hands in the middle of the floor?
No, not stand on my hands. Stand on my head, but use my hands. I have to use my hands to support me instead of using my elbows or your forearms.
Well, Bridget, don't you just put your hands around your head and your forearms flat on the ground, and that's your bridge, right?
Yes, and there's a couple of ways to do it. The way I was taught and the way I like to do it is I clasp my hands. And, the karate chop spot in your hand, that's the place that you're pushing into the floor a little bit, too. And the thing is about standing on your head, you just don't want that much weight on your head for too long because it's your poor little neck holding your whole body weight. So it's important that your head is just barely the floor and your arms are holding you because you've got a much more bigger frame of your arms and your bones are the arms and so your poor little neck, you want to be careful.
Yeah, so Sharon, what you have is your forearms on the floor, right? With your hands behind your head and then so you got two parts of a triangle. If you picture
And I've never been able to
able to do that. Yeah. Well,
I know how you're supposed to do it, but I've never seen it.
What happens when you do it? Do you fall over?
Yeah,
I just can't even get up there.
You can't get up, huh?
Yeah, I can't even get up.
And so, Sharon, what you should do is, number one, you definitely should do it against the wall. And number two, I clasp my hands. So some people have their palms out and they're cradling their head with their palms. Both of my palms are together.
Okay.
I'm holding my hands.
And then
try it that way, maybe.
And then, Sharon, what you do is try it up against the wall until you figure out how to do it, and then... Once you got it, then you can just move away. you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you shouldn't even kick up. I say do your hands like that and just go up on your toes, and you're on your head and your butt's in the air, and you're not, you haven't kicked your legs up. And just feel that.
Okay.
And practice lifting your head all the way up off the floor so it's a shoulder, what is it called when you pull your shoulders out, up and down? So you're lifting, you lift your head all the way up. You got space, like a couple inches. And then you slowly lower down to where you just feel the pressure on your head a little bit.
I see. And your arms are holding.
And then lift up
again. I'm going to try that. Yeah. I will try that.
Then your arms get stronger too, right?
Yeah.
It makes your arms. It's very good for your arms, yeah. And you shouldn't do it until your arms are strong enough for you to be able to be on your forearms and your head's not on the floor and you can hold yourself up there is the only time you should get up into a headstand.
So, Bridge, what's the benefit from getting upside down like a bat? I mean, what's going on in the body?
Oh, my God. Just blood flow, everything. Getting, you know, sort of like shaking up a, you know, you're just getting everything up to get the blood out of the feet and out of the legs and out of, you know, just putting the blood more in the head and then, you know, going the other way. It's so good. And also you're putting a little pressure on your crown chakra. I just think we don't do enough things to get circulation through our body in a big way like that. And another thing, you know, about the slapping technique and then the other technique where one leg's down and one leg's up.
I was doing it this morning.
There is a yoga hammock now, a trapeze. And you should get it, Patrick, because you don't have to be on the chair. I can do it in the trapeze, and this thing wraps around you. You feel very safe, and you can go upside down and wrap one leg around the trapeze, and then one leg hangs down, and you're getting the same thing, and it feels so good.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
You would like it. And I'm really loving it. I got it, and then I haven't had time to play with it as much as I want to, but it's the new thing, yoga trapeze, and I can turn you on to a place to get one if you want. But
I have one of those little exercise benches. It's real small, real compact, and I do it there up against a couple pillars around my wood-burning stove so it works. And then this way, I'm always putting my red lights. I got two red lights that... So every time I do the Pai Dao La Jing, I do the red lights as well. That's fun. Yeah. Then I listen to spiritual stuff on CD at the same time. So I multitask.
I love it.
I
wanted to tell you a couple things.
Okay.
Well, one thing is the clay that I got from Gary and the colloidal silver has helped my teeth so much. Oh, my God. You know, so I had this infection in my teeth, one of my two teeth, and it's working. It's working.
Wow.
I put a big old glog in there. It's like I'm doing a dip or something because I have a big old glog. And I just pack it in there, and it's pulling it out. It's amazing. It's amazing.
That's great.
Wow. So you had a tooth infection. And you got some of this clay. Did you get the 5 clay blend?
I did.
And did you mix it with the colloidal?
I love it.
Did you mix it with the colloidal?
I love it.
Did you mix it with the colloidal silver?
No. I would rinse my mouth with the colloidal silver like first thing in the morning. I would hold it in my mouth as long as I could and kind of switch it around and put it over there on the spot, you know, and then I'd swallow it. Then I'd put the clay in and I leave it in there. I put a big old, you know, I put as much as I can. I pull my cheek away and just kind of let it, and then it stays in there and I'm eating the clay. So then I'm eating the clay, you know, for a while until it totally goes away. And that's helped my internal body. I can tell it's been good. And, it's also I'm not in pain anymore at all. And it's slowly going away.
And this was an infected tooth in the back. Wow, and it's healing.
It's pulling it out. So I've also used this clay as a facial. I tried it because I was like, damn, if it pulls that out, let me see what it does on my face. And it's so fun. Oh, my God, your face will get so tight. It's like going, it's just and it's sucking it all out. I love it. It's so cool. You got to try it.
I'm going to. Oh, see, I've never. So you just make it gooey with water, or you could probably even put...
Oh, Just a little bit. And your face will get so tight, man. I'll be going.
Really? Cool.
No, man, it's huge. You can do it. It's just like, I'm telling you, it's just, you'll be going, oh, my God, can it get any tighter? It just goes.
That's hilarious.
So how does your skin still feel tight after you take the clay off?
I'm sorry, say that again.
After you wash your face off and wash the clay off, do you feel like your pores are tighter and your skin feels a little bit more tight? And
Oh, yeah. It's all red and, you know, not, you know, with blood and, yeah, it feels really good. I've done it. I want to do it more. You know, it's great.
Oh, man.
It's really special clay. I got a wood stick, wood little scooper that I only put in the glass. I don't put my fingers. I don't put metal. So I use the wood scooper, like you said, and try to be, but I think it's just amazing.
It's a wonderful clay. I've been doing a scoop maybe every other day, just like a teaspoon in water. And boy, it's cool. There's something going on with this clay. Your body likes it. The tummy likes it. I think it cleans up loose particles that should not be there.
Yeah, and I'll have to say, when I first started doing it, you know, my poop, it was, we like to talk poop, but it was just, I could tell it was going all the way through and pulling things out. I'm like, yay, this is good.
Bridget's talking about the clay from Gary Hanna and Nature's Pure Organics, what we're talking about. Yeah, it's pretty special. You know, he healed, well, he kept his son from dying with that clay that he figured out.
I know.
Well, he didn't have
amazing
that formula
story.
20 years ago, yeah.
Well, wait a minute. So, Bridget, you were able to, you got it. Where did you get it? Did you order it off the internet and it had it shipped to you?
I called Gary. Yeah, I called him and
with
him.
Gary. We were talking about this and we had the other listener who didn't know how to get it shipped to him. So, okay.
Oh, yeah. He says, call me and he calls you right back. Make a session with him. I think I might have made the session with him on the internet. Said, I want to talk to you. And then he called me because he on the interview talked about how he had a filling that fell out and he started and it was painful and he used the clay and then he didn't have any pain and he didn't have to do anything with his tooth.
Wow.
And so I said to him, I've got this bad infection and I, you know, the guy wants me to either pull it or do a root canal. I really don't want to do either. I want to see if I can just save it. And even if the tooth is dead, you know, maybe it'll just stay there for a while. And so, I mean, you know, so far, you know, at least I've kept it from having to pull it or anything for this long, and I'm not in pain. And
sure. And you don't feel like it's,
I mean, I want to see what it will do.
Yeah, see what
it will
do.
You know,
maybe And it's not a root canal, right? It's not a root canal.
No.
Okay, well, it can very well heal then. There's no reason why it can't.
Yeah.
No reason.
Yeah.
Absolutely no reason.
Well, and they gave me antibiotics to get rid of the infection, and I took, like I said, two, maybe three, I can't remember, but, and then I was like, screw it, and I want to do this, and so I got this, and so at least I'm getting rid of the infection, even if I do end up having to do something, I didn't have to take the antibiotics to do it,
right.
You know?
Sure, right.
And I'm better, I like that. We'll see, I'll keep you, I'll keep you informed.
Yeah, thanks. what was the parts per million on the silver that you purchased?
I got the good one, the big one, the one that has the most, whatever it is.
750?
Yeah, and he just said just do like an ounce or a little bit. I just take a sip.
Yeah, just a little bit.
I put it enough that I can swish around and hold it in my mouth and then swallow it. And I was doing it at first two times a day, morning and night, you know. And now I just do it, you know, every other day or something like that because I'm almost out. I'm going to call him and ask him what else I should do because I might want to try some of his other stuff now.
Yeah, he's got some cool stuff. Have you ever used a nebulizer?
No.
They're pretty cool. I think we have one in our store, don't we, Sharon? Yeah, we have one in our store. And you can get some of this silver or gold and play around with that and nebulize it. And, man, that's pretty trippy. It's cool.
Well, now, how does that work? Tell me what that is.
Well, nebulizer is a little machine, and you pour whatever you want in there, a little bit of, say, silver, with maybe some distilled water, and then you breathe it. It forms it into a light mist, almost like a looks like steam coming out, but it's cool. And you breathe it in, it goes right into your blood from your from your lungs. And they invented this thing years ago, Doug and Mel, to help people, infirmed people who had a hard time wanting to get pharmaceutical medicines actually in their body. And so the older folks could just breathe this in, you know, and really get, you know, get their meds in there. And then the natural food world picked up on it years ago and start to use it for fun stuff. I've known people that you can use a little bit of 3% hydrogen peroxide. I want to get some magnesium from Gary and do magnesium. It's pretty good. It's cool. Very cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I'll try that too.
But ask Gary about nebulizing.
I try everything that you try, Patrick. I've got everything pretty much.
Oh, my God. You're in big trouble.
You know, Patrick, we never did get a nebulizer in the store.
Oh, we didn't.
We were going to find. No, you were going to find a good one. And then we had the issue with Amazon not selling the nebulizer. Remember that?
That's right.
You couldn't order them without a doctor's prescription, and you have to get them from somewhere else. And
okay, yeah. we'll find one that isn't that an interesting bridge. How there's some states that don't even let you buy it, that won't let Amazon sell a nebulizer. So you know they're good.
Yeah, that's so weird. So screwy.
So we'll get one in the store this weekend, and yeah, I'm pretty.
I even have the jewelry cleaner thing that we I was making the vitamin C with and everything.
Oh, yeah. I haven't done that for years. I got off on that pretty quick. I don't know why. Yeah.
Me too. It was too strong. It was too, I don't know, and all that. Yeah, whatever. But, sorry. I mean, I love it that we're all trying things. And,
right.
You know, I love you and Sharon for being open and trying it. And when it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Maybe it worked for a little bit, and it's all good.
And keep it. Someday you might have some jewelry, you know, to clean.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, you know, Bridge, I'm always trying to hook people up, you know, me, because I'm just. So how you doing? You madly in love or anything you can tell us about?
Me?
Yeah.
You know, okay, so this is what else I want to talk to you about.
Okay.
Well, no. So I've been listening to you for a long time, and I remember when Bach Remedy, you interviewed him. I know you've interviewed him a couple of times.
Oh, yeah.
The guy that does Bach
Dr.
Remedy.
Dr. Love,
yeah.
Yeah, and I would listen to you, and you would get agitated, and then you started taking the Bach, and I want to tell you, it changed you, because I could tell just by being a little person out here that would listen. I listen all the time. I mean, you're like my TV and everything, but I could tell you changed, because you would get mad when people would call and the phone wasn't working, and you would be like, people quit hanging up, and it probably wasn't the people's fault, it's like your phone and everything, but you've gotten so much better, you know? So I want to say, I could energetically, I think that stuff really changed you. I can tell you changed
through
the years.
I've
been listening to you for five years now or something?
Over the years, you just learn how to, you know, chill, but no, it's cool. I haven't taken them for a few years now, but they definitely work. They'll definitely help support you. Yeah,
I know. I think it's interesting. I have played with them. I have used some, but I just want to say that because I could say I think that Bach really did something, but it's so subtle. I think it's such on an energetic level that we don't know. You know.
They're just flower essences on a very ethereal level, and you're only putting what is a bridge. I think it's 2 drops into an ounce bottle. That's crazy. I mean, there's nothing there except just some woo-joo thing working. You know, it's pretty. It works on a very deep spiritual level. This stuff, yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, it is cool, and I loved his interviews. And I'd listen to him. And I was like, I want to work with that guy, and I just never did. But I do want to say that I've been meaning to say that to you for a long time. But I think it really had an effect on you being, feeling more comfortable with it all,
life stuff.
And then the other thing is funny because I have a partner / mate that I've been dating for a while, but it's like, it's not like this guy that I'm uber goober in love with. And I'm like, oh my God, you're the one. And woohoo, let's, you know, have a life together. It's more been like, he's a great friend. He couldn't be my best. He's my best friend, and I feel so comfortable with him. I can do anything. Like, I've never been around somebody that I feel so comfortable with to just be myself. Oh. I don't have to. But there's not this.
Thunderbolts.
Madly in love with him.
There's not the thunderbolts.
For some reason, we've been stuck together because of just things that have happened, and he's helping me, and I'm helping him, and it's just so interesting. So I, you know, and I kind of think that might be what happened between you and Sharon. It seems like it's just like your best friends, and it's been, and just great relationship, but it's not this uber goober in love, you know, want to kiss each other's face off all the time, you know.
Uber goober love, want to kiss your face off. I like it. It's a good explanation. Well.
And, you know, and I tell him that all the time. I'm like, I'm very honest with him. And he's, you know, and I'm like, and he's okay.
Okay.
I don't, it's very interesting. And it's a guy that I don't know many men that are so accepting, go with the flow, doesn't have to have the upper. I mean, he's such, so easy. Like, I teach exercise, you know, I've been doing it forever. And he'd come and exercise, and I would have, like, maybe 12 pounds in my hand, he would have 10, and he didn't give a flip. You know, he is not trying to prove himself to anybody, anyone. It's a gift to be around this guy. So it's very interesting.
Anyway. Oh, that's great. Well, that's great. Best friends are fun, right?
It's cool. It's cool to have somebody so accepting. You know, and he's taught me so much to accept others. And to see the beauty in others, and I do that anyway, but he does it even more. It's very interesting.
Good.
And to not have an ego, but he's a minimalist. He doesn't want much. He doesn't need much. He doesn't care about much. You know. Whereas I'm like, you know, I love nice things and want nice things, and so it's interesting. It's been a great journey. Who knows where it's gonna go? But
well, tell him we said hi.
I will.
Tell me he was talking about him on around the world. So
I know.
That'll make him feel good.
I probably won't do that.
No, probably won't do that. We won't tell him. Well, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, sweetie. Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, y'all too. Big love.
Okay, see you soon. Love you too.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
We need to do just a little bit thing here. Previously on our show, we talked to the now legendary Dr. Dietrich Klinghardt, and he mentioned sulfur. He's a fan.
The conditions in our world and our environment are changing so dramatically that people need to have a whole host of self-help tools and methods. Mm-hmm. And I'm very thrilled about your version of MSM. It's a right way to go. You know, sulfur is part of most of the detox enzymes and the critical part that is right now we have a much, much higher need of healthy sulfur than we had even 10 years ago. And so I followed your work a little bit, you know, that you're on the right track with what you are promoting.
Well, Dr. Klinghardt, we've heard from thousands of people over the year how they really love this product. You can click and order our Pure Sulfur, three prices, United States, Canada, and worldwide, right here. Or email me, Patrick, at oneradionetwork.com for a discount for more than 4 pounds. Pure Sulfur, one of the few places where you can get this product. Oneradionetwork.com.
While there are a variety of subjects covered on the various programs on the One Radio Network, Patrick Dimponi has allocated time for Andy Goss's company, SDL Incorporated, to discuss your financial health. One of the subjects we feel most important for investors, beyond their physical health, is to make sure that they protect their own wealth for their future and their families. The best way to do that is in the acquisition of physical assets in the form of American gold and silver coins provided by SDL Incorporated. You can reach us at 1-800-468-2646 or at usgoldcoins.com. Get yourself healthy, both physically and financially. Call us today, 1-800-468-2646, and learn about accumulating American gold and silver coins to protect your wealth.
we talk about your health, wealth, and well-being on OneRadioNetwork.com.
One of Sharon's favorite songs, right? You've always liked
it. I love that. I love that. It's Katie Lang, too.
It's old Katie. Katie Lang.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. So then we're going to play your the number one that you like. Well, you just picked
one. Well, no, I don't have any number one, but I have certain ones that I really like. Yeah.
Play that at the end of the show. So we'll stick around a few more minutes. Can you stay a few more minutes?
Yeah, I can stay until about 12:30.
Oh, just like seven more minutes?
I mean, 12:30 my time. Yeah, so a couple more minutes.
Couple more minutes. So if you want to call and say hi, you got to call right now, 888-663-6386. So let me tell you my, that involved the, what's the name of that bridge? The Brent Spence.
Yeah, tell me about the story
here. So here's how the story went. I was listening to NPR, because I like to listen to the libtards just to see what they're doing, you know. And it's good. It's a good exercise for me to be able to listen of how biased they are against President Trump and not react to them. You know, it's like a spiritual exercise for me.
Okay.
And I mean react to, and not one, you know, just maybe a smile. That's about all.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of challenging because I get opinionated about those things. And so
yes.
This, you know what I'm saying? So this is a good thing for me. So I'm listening, and President Trump was in Cincinnati a few days ago.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Hold on the phone. We're going to get to you. Stay right there. Hold on. And he was talking about the Brent, what's it called?
The Brent Spence Bridge.
The Brent Spence Bridge, which is this one bridge that's very old, that is from Cincinnati to Kentucky. But it's just two lanes, right? One going which way? Have you ever been on that bridge?
Oh, I'm sure I have. Yeah.
It's pretty weird because if somebody breaks down, there's just nowhere to go.
Right.
I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
I don't even know how they do that. It's just got to be crazy because both sides are always full. It's, you know, it's. So President Trump has been talking, and he talked a long time ago that you just can't do this. It's just crazy. We need to, you know, this has been part of his infrastructure.
The whole
plan.
Yes.
So after they do this little story, they interview this fellow who had a big accident on that bridge, and they were interviewing him, and the problem was that he was on the bridge, and all of a sudden somebody in front of him was stopped, and he crashed into him.
Okay.
Okay? So I'm sitting there driving, and what I said, this is what got me into trouble. This is how cool karma is. And hear me now, and this is how it works. So I said to myself, I got trapped, right? And I said something like, "Were you silly goose? Why didn't you just stop? Well, how fast were you going?" Something like that, right? So I reacted. I reacted on the spiritual level to this, to this story, right? It wasn't more than 10 seconds, but that's all it takes. Okay.
This the is guy called, in front of you slammed on the brakes.
This is called karma. Okay. So that night, I'm going across the bridge, and there's some dark area. I don't know what bridge I was on, but obviously it was on the Brent Sprints. And so there's just kind of dark area there. And as I got closer and closer and closer, there were some horses that were just walking. Of course, horses and Kentucky, right? So that's the connection to the bridge. Okay. And so I almost ran into them.
Okay.
Right. I almost ran into them.
Right.
Right. So you see the connection there?
That
I
had this
I had this experience of going across the bridge, and I had it. So that's how you work out your karma.
Right. Right.
So you create karma by reacting to something, right? When's the last time you reacted to something? Okay. So when we react to something, we create the karma, because when you react to something, you're kind of saying to God, it shouldn't be like way. Right. Which is, believe me, you don't want to. Okay, well, we do it all the time. And it's not a bad thing. That's how we create karma. And that's how we work them out in the dream state. I had that little experience to work that little karmic thing out. And then poof, it's gone.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you had that experience.
Yeah. So you have, I had the experience, so I could share it with you guys. So you could kind of understand how, one, just try to not to react to stuff, and good luck with that. And then two, then two is how important the dream world is, that it's real and it's a spirit working with us, so we can keep resolving our karma on an ongoing basis, so we can become more aware. Does that make sense? Okay.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
That'll be the first thing I said this morning that did. Hi, good morning on the phone. Who's this?
Take a deep breath, Patrick.
Inhale, Robert's calling.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to miss you, Robert.
I think you need number 2, 9, and 7 cell cells, nervous condition.
I said 2, 9, and 7. When you call, I do. I have to get 2, 5, what is it, Robert? 2, 5, 9, 2, and
7?
2, 5, 8, 9. 2, 5, 8, 9.
I got them all written down. I'm going to order some.
Yeah. I think you'll like it, Robert. Try it. I know you try a lot of stuff. I think there's something to this. I really do.
I had a big bottle of bioplasma probably 10 years ago, and I've taken them off and on, not on a regular basis. Didn't appreciate or get educated enough to know as much as what the Frederick talked about.
Frederick.
So I've been playing with them, and, you know, the bioplasma has the number 3 in, which he doesn't really say you need, so I'm not sure if that throws a monkey wrench in.
No,
it won't hurt a whole lot.
It won't hurt you. He said, remember, I was very specific. I asked him, can you... What if you take something you don't need? He said, no problem. That's the beauty of homeopathy. Yeah.
Well, I just got out of sauna, and I heard off and on I've been doing things and heard Sharon talking, so I just wanted to call in and bid her a good farewell. Is this your last show, Sharon?
It is. It sure is, Robert. I'm glad you called in.
Well, I wanted to get in on the last time you're here, so...
Yeah, well, I'll be listening. I'll be keeping up with you on Fridays.
All right.
And I've got your email address, so I'll track you down still if you don't call in enough.
Good. Yeah. On a side note, I may want to talk to you off record or whatever, however you want to put it. Wanted to get some advice from you on a rehab of a home. Just get some.
Oh, okay. That'd be great.
Kind of an off the record thing like they do. Cool.
Hang on 1 second. I've got to mute my mic for a minute. Just hang on one second.
That's all right. Yeah, Robert, I've been doing the cell salts. I've been doing the 4 of them. And did you understand on the whole dosage thing?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned it. Yeah, I wrote down all the doses he recommended. Let me just say, and you can correct me or help me with my thinking. Let's say, for example, he was talking about adrenal.
Let's just stick to the four basic ones that everybody he recommends everybody should take. Okay, those four basic ones. Okay, keep it simple right here. The four basic ones are 4, 5, 8, and 9. I think I'll get to it. Okay, so on the dosage of those, you understand what he recommends for those?
I wrote it down, but I don't have it in front of me. 10 of each. A lot of the ones he recommended was 10 of each.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's 2, 5, 8, and 9. 2, 5, 8, and 9. Yeah, we did the math with his recommendation, and it's 12 of each 3 times a day.
Wow. 12. So what was the numbers again?
2, 5, 8, and 9.
12 of each, 3 times a day?
48. Yes. So that's 48 pellets each time, 3 times a day.
Correct.
I probably wasn't doing enough. See, because that's what I was thinking. You know, like when I was taking the cell salts, the bioplasma, you read on there, and I think it says four of them. So I was starting to think, like you just mentioned, no, if I needed it, I got to take 30 of them. I took like 30 of them this morning.
Well, here, so you can just forget everything that you think about it and just do this, and you'll be on track. 12 of each 4 times a day is his recommendation for the Highlands. Now, if you got something from Europe, there are different strength, and it would be a different number. But Highlands is what we are offering through Amazon. So keep it simple. It is just 12 of each. 12 of each. Boom. Okay?
Yeah, you did the math on the, do they call it grams or drams, D-R-A-M?
I did the math. He said 2.5 grams for each cell salt, and I call Highland, and I did the math for you guys.
Okay, good. So it doesn't matter, well, I guess it does matter, too, if you're getting what, is Highland 6X?
6X is what you want.
Because he was saying he uses sometimes 12X.
Yeah, but
no,
that's,
so,
yeah, but yeah, that's,
there's a lot of information.
Yeah, but
there.
Don't complicate things. Just keep it 6X for these four.
I'm not.
Yes, you are. You know, Robert, you go down these black holes and, you know, you make me crazy. So, okay. So, anyway.
I don't just make stuff up. He did mention
some of them
do a 12X.
But just stay with this for a second. Finish this one and then you move on. Okay. So you got the four. So
right.
We're good on that. Okay. Now, do you have something else?
Gotcha.
Okay. Got another question about cell salts?
Well, what about the 12X?
Well, what about it? There's 12X, there's 30X, there's a lot of stuff.
Highlands is all 6X, right?
No. What's your question?
Okay, well, I was just trying to figure out the 6X, 12X, and all that, so don't worry about that. Highlands is all 6X.
No,
just
no,
stick with
no,
that
no.
Protocol.
Hello, take a breath. Highlands offers all different kinds of potencies.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Okay, so but just stick with the 6X.
Yeah, that's all you need. Unless some homeopath will, like him, would say, well, Robert, you know, you make Patrick crazy. You've got to take these two, and they need to be 30X. So, I mean, other than that, I wouldn't do it because you don't know what you're doing.
Right.
Right?
You know, I sent you a link. Boy, there's quite a few stuff on the internet on the, what's it called, the facial recognition.
Right,
stuff,
yeah. I forwarded some of that to him, Robert, and every time I do, he said, it's just stuff people made up, and it doesn't, he said, don't even worry about it. Let it go.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's plenty on the internet to make your head spin, and let me just say this for example. There's quite a few pages that look like good people. I mean, they got some credentials behind their name. And they have cell salts, and they go through the 1 through 12 and lay out the name and what they're commonly used for. And so I was reading those, and I was like, okay, they're saying this one's for adrenal, glandular. And then I said, let me just look up what Frederick said for the glandular, and none of them matched. So I was like, wow, this is a little tricky, you know.
Well, you know how it is out there. In the interweb, you know, there's all kinds of people saying all kinds of things. But you know what? If you want to play with it, this is a good source. Sharon, I think we have this book in our store, don't we? The Homeopathic Cell Salt Remedies.
In the store?
2 weeks.
I'll have to look.
Anyway, Robert,
that.
there's a really cool little book that...
See, someone wrote a book.
Somebody wrote a book, and it's called Homeopathic Cell Salt Remedies by Lennon and Rolf. Lennon and O-R-O-L-F-E. And it's pretty cool. It goes through all the cell salts, and then it goes through common issues, you know, like whatever, asthma to liver to adrenal and stomach, and gives you some ideas that you can play with. So once you have your whole set of 12, you can go in there and play with them, and it's not going to hurt you, and you can see if, you know, if something moves for you, that, and you can say, wow, that's interesting. They have back pain, you know, loss of appetite, anemia, all kinds of things. And they give you some ideas.
Muscle testing would be interesting. Did you do any muscle testing on any of it?
No, I don't do muscle testing myself.
Or your pendulum or what your little strength thing?
Yeah, I don't mess with that too much, no. I think, I don't know.
I really want to get into that. Me and another person who listens to your show was talking about that because that's what... You know, Klinghart, Tennant. When I went up to see Tennant in December, you should have seen there was a bunch of doctors from Brazil that were up there.
Yeah.
And they had these devices for muscle testing. And I'll just leave it at that. Sherry Rogers was there and all that. And, you know, again, there's probably half the stuff I take I don't need. It might not work for me. And there's probably some that I'm not taking the right amount. And they tested... Oh, did I tell you that story? I had the Wobane with me.
Wobanine?
And I had the Wobane, the strophantinin.
Yeah.
And I happened to have that with me, and you know that's from Brazil. I might have told this story, but if I didn't, I'll do it quick. And I said, let me just tell those doctors. And there was this famous cardiologist there who's into nutrition and health stuff. He said, he looked at the bottle, and the bottle we get is written in Spanish, and he said, "Now what is this?" He says, "Oh yeah, I know about this." I said, "Do you use it?" No. And they tested me for it, and she put one in my hand. She said, and they was using the muscle testing.
Oh, the pellets?
They had their fingers together.
Were you doing? Yeah, were you doing the pellets or?
The pellets. Yeah,
okay.
I had the pellets.
So she put one in there,
and then
what
she
happened?
She put another one in my hand. No, you need more. And then they came to the conclusion you need four of them, and then they tested. There was three of them around me. They were like little munchkins with their fingers held together in circles.
Yeah, I know that one.
Pointing them at me, doing all this energy from a distance, you know. So it was almost scary. I get scary when I'm just talking about it. And then they said, no, you need to take these for life. And then they tested again. Then she said, no, just take four, three times a day, 2 years.
I'll be done.
I was like, wow, I'm glad I brought them with me.
You know, it's funny.
Funny
you mentioned that. A friend of mine is a chiropractor, and he's a real good kinesiologist guy. Very, very good. And I went over and saw him, and for fun, we were playing around with a few things. And for fun, I brought the Wobanine, you know, the little pills as well as the liquid.
Liquid.
And I didn't test for that at all. He said, this makes you weak. And it was really curious, Robert, that I bought some more about 3 or 4 months ago, and I think I mentioned on the air that I took a dropper full of the liquid, and boy, it just didn't feel right to me. So I only did it once, and then, so I kind of intuitively knew I didn't need that, and he said the same thing. He said, this makes you weak. Don't take this. Isn't that curious?
Can that change? Because, you know, vitamins.
Oh, yeah.
Aaron,
it can change.
I'll pick up a bottle of vitamins, and I'll just drop two in my hand. I did it with amino acids. I did it with the master amino protein, the aminos. I put five of them in my hand one day, and my fingers just flew apart. And I did it again the other day, and I couldn't budge them. And I'm like, what's up with that, you know?
Yeah, we change all the time. Sure, that could change very well. Yeah.
So could the Wobanine change too?
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Change.
Mm-hmm. So how you doing, Sharon? Did you eat the raw eggs this morning?
No, not this morning. I actually haven't eaten anything this morning.
Me neither. Oh. We're getting hungry, so we're going to have to go.
Sometimes I just like to do like a little, you know, not a 24-hour fast, but like a 16-hour fast, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
You all, there's a lady at the farmer's market, you all, that does organic feed, but mostly pasture. She says they're about 80% organic feed with no soy, no GMOs. and I get these eggs, and they are the orangest eggs. They were even oranger than the ones that I had with my chickens right outside. The orangest eggs I've ever, they are so orange. Man, I don't know what kind of grass she's got, but it's good stuff. Man.
Oh, hey, real quick, on a side note, I sent Patrick the email. Sharon, did you see the movie, A Dog's Purpose?
I have not, but it sounded like you really liked it.
Oh, man, I cried the whole way through.
Is it really
through.
Good?
It was about...
He cried the whole way through.
Aww.
Good for you.
Is it in the theater
dog...
now, or... Is it in the theater,
it's
or
Netflix.
Is it on...
Is it Netflix?
It's on Netflix?
Probably on...
Okay, talk one at a time, kids.
Yeah, it's a Redbox, too. It's a Redbox. Excuse me, Redbox.
Oh, okay. I'll have to check that out. So it was really good, huh?
Mm-hmm. Shows about how the dog is purpose. And I'll just say this. My wife and I used to take the dog to the park. And we haven't been to the park since Peanut passed away. And after we watched the movie, I says, Greta, what was Peanut's purpose? And I thought she was going to say, so I don't kill you, for us to stay married, you know? Break up the fight. She said, no, he was here to give us pleasure. And I was thinking, look, Greta, his purpose was for him to take us to the park. We thought we were taking him to the park.
That's
he was
right.
taking us to the park.
He was taking you.
We hadn't been to the park since he passed away.
That's right. That's so cool.
Good for you, Robert.
That's just one little example,
neat.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah, that's wonderful.
Good for you.
Because mm-hmm.
I've been getting real emotional lately, and I'm thinking here when I go visit my mom when I leave sometime, I play Andrea Bocelli, Time to Say Goodbye. Goodbyes are so sad sometimes. I'm not as spiritually developed as others, you know, meaning there's a good and bad side, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When I say good and bad, positive, like the one person called in. So you ought to play Time to Say Goodbye.
No, I don't like these. I'm just the opposite. I think goodbyes, well, A, I don't really even believe in goodbyes because I don't even think they exist because, you know, even, I mean, when my dad was passing away, I have to admit, it for me, it wasn't a goodbye because I don't believe in death. So you might not physically have them here, but you still have them somehow. So, I don't like all these mushy, gushy, tear-jerking goodbyes. I don't like that at all. I mean, that's not, it's why you inflict sadness on, you know, it's not sad. It's not a sad thing. So no, if Patrick plays some kind of awful thing that's going to like make everybody feel bad, that's not the kind of goodbye I want to give.
That wouldn't be good.
It's totally the opposite of my personality. No, I sent him a Jim Croce song because I love it.
That's what we're going to play.
You know, but... You know, it's
how do you say goodbyes then when people are visiting and they're going away? How do you handle
that? I just give them a big hug and, you know, hey, take care. We'll see you soon. We'll see you soon. That's what I always say. Mm-hmm. We'll see you soon.
Come back now, y'all.
But you never know. You never know.
You never know.
Yeah.
Robert, we're
going
to move along because we have to go.
Right.
And we just wanted to get a quick call in from Lynn. Sharon, can you stick around a few more minutes?
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Okay, bye, Robert.
Thanks, Robert. Lynn, would you call in? I want to just do a quick little thing on these pressure cookers. This was pretty interesting. Dr. Gundry suggested that, now there's a lot of people talked about this, whether or not this is really totally, absolutely true, I don't know, you know, because there's a lot of ideas about lectins, and Adam has written in a couple things. He doesn't think there is you know, but who knows? I'm going to get a pressure cooker just for fun because I really like beans, and maybe the whole lectin thing is close, or it'll help me digest these beans better. Who cares, right? So there's a cool little pressure cooker on Amazon, and Dr. Gundry said that when you pressure cook beans or even potatoes. Okay, there's Lynn there. Hi, Lenny. Hi, Lenny.
Hi.
Hi, Lynn. Thanks for calling in so quick. Okay, so Dr. Gundry says that when we pressure cook beans and stuff, it takes away the lectins, right? Is that what he said?
Yes, that's what he said.
And so you had written me an email that you had got a thing on Amazon called Instant Pot.
Right.
And so there's three different kinds. There's three different numbers. What are they? Six, nine, and I don't know.
Yeah, 6 and 1, 7 and 1, and 9 and 1.
9 and 1.
9 and 1 has only been out a few months, I think.
So the higher the number, the more stuff it'll do?
Yeah, yeah.
So what kind of things does the pressure cooker, does this pressure cooker, the 9 and 1, do 9 things?
Yeah.
You wrote to me a big long thing about it. So you can just do all kinds of things with them, right? This little pressure cooker.
Right. You can, there's a manual setting where you get pressure and you can adjust it to low or high pressure.
Mm-hmm.
There's a saute function where you, that's the only one where you leave the lid open and there's no pressure involved.
Okay.
There's a yogurt function. Actually, yogurt has 3 functions in it. One is to pasteurize, which is goes up to 180 degrees. The other, you press the key 3 times to get these 3 functions. The other one is culturing, well, cooking the yogurt. It's like 104 to 110 degrees. And then there's a 3rd function in it that makes it sticky rice.
Oh, sticky rice.
So, yeah, it's a glutinous
rice. Do the smaller ones, the less expensive ones, the 6 and 7, do they do the basic stuff like beans and whatever?
Yeah, the difference between 6 and 7, 7 has a yogurt function, and that's what I was just talking about.
Oh, so I don't.
6 doesn't have it.
So if you don't want to do the
yogurt, I'm not sure. I think 6 may not give you the choice between low and high pressure. But I'm not sure about that.
So we're going to put one of them in the store. What do you think, which one?
I'd put the 7.
Would you put the 7 in there? And then people can look once they log in on the store and check out the three that they have up there and see which one they want. And but the beans, how long do you have to cook beans?
Just
depending on the bean,
right?
Like
20 minutes or something.
Really?
They send a recipe book with it.
Mm-hmm.
And you also can search on the internet for Instant Pot and then whatever it is you want to cook. And you can get a lot more information from people that have developed their own recipes.
Yeah.
There's also like a chicken and a meat. I've not used those. There's a porridge function.
Hmm.
There's a bean function. I use mostly manual.
Yeah.
You can sterilize the first yogurt function. You can sterilize stuff in it, like if you want a pan, like to get the jars sterilized, or if you have babies and you need to sterilize bottles and all that stuff. But most of the bulk of it, there's a soup function. But what I've used mostly is the manual.
Mm-hmm.
What I really like is for vegetables, like broccoli, it's 2 minutes. They have a trivet that you set on the bottom,
mm-hmm.
and then you put in a cup of water. And when I cook vegetables in it, it tenderizes them much more than if you just steam them. But
and then you have all the water.
It cooks a lot quicker, you know. It's 2 minutes. That's all you're getting the pressure at.
And then you can drink the water as well, then, right? You can drink the water as well rather than, losing that.
Well, you know, I don't know if Gundry would say there might be harmful things like lectins in the broth from the vegetables. I know people that have oxalate problems.
No, well,
it's
let's not get too complicated here. Let's not get too complicated.
Okay.
Well,
it's not always a good thing to drink the water from cooking vegetables.
Hmm. Most lectins are destroyed, writes Adam, or at least partially destroyed by high heat, and most are completely destroyed by pressure cooking. Sprouting destroys lectins, too. Oh. Boy, I would think
if for a person that was really sensitive to lectins, like someone that has an autoimmune disease, if they, like say for rice, if they soaked it and overnight and maybe st- started it fermenting, and then if they cooked it on the rice function, you would really take care of all the lectins.
Did you hear that?
Now, that's the other thing. I really like the way rice and beans turn out. They're so much better than stovetop or a slow cooker.
Really? Did you hear Dr. Gundry
really
say that the white rice is much better than the brown rice? Like jasmine.
Yeah. That's
kind of cool.
I have trouble thinking I need to be doing white rice.
Well, we've had other people, Sharon, remember, that said, who was the
SIBO
guy?
The jasmine rice?
Yeah, the SIBO guy, remember, Lynn?
Name?
He said the jasmine rice is the easiest rice to digest out of all the rices.
Right.
Remember the SIBO guy?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, Gundry's argument is cultures for, I don't know, thousands of years or whatever I've been using the white rice.
Sure.
What do they know that they knew to use the dehulled or, with the outer cover?
Whatever, All right, sweet. Well, thanks for calling. I think we'll just put the number 7 in. And that may be the one I sent you, Sharon, check, and if not, we'll get the other one. And
okay,
and so they're not very big. They can on the counter. They're pretty easy to deal with.
I know in that email I sent you, I gave the width of one of them. Yeah, if you had one of the differences between the 6 and the 7, the 6 is 5-quart, and the 7 is 6-quart. So if you have just real limited, and the 7 is also, well, it's higher. So it's a little bit wider and a little bit higher. So if you have real limited space, maybe the 6 and 1, the Duo 50 is what they call it. Maybe that would make more sense.
Can you do beans?
Depends on your situation.
Can you do beans in the 6?
Oh, sure.
Oh,
yeah.
And how about, have you liked it? Have you put chicken or beef in there at all?
No, I've used my sous vide for that.
Oh, the sous vide, yeah.
Although, I was at a potluck, and someone had brought beef that was in the Instant Pot, and it was, fall apart tender.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Fall apart tender.
Thinking I did some kind of meat in it just to test it, and it's like falling apart. Well, of course you can control how much pressure, but tenderizes meat.
Yeah, I know. My mom used to do every now and then. She would get an inexpensive tough piece of meat, beef or something, and she would pressure cooker. Man, it was great. It was really good. All right, dear. Thanks a lot.
Poached eggs too.
You can poach an egg in there.
A couple minutes, really good.
No kidding. You can poach an egg in there. That's pretty fun. And it's stainless steel, so that's cool.
Yeah.
All right, sweetie. Thanks.
The pot in the middle. You take it out and clean it.
Clean it. Yeah. Good job.
Easy.
Thanks for everything. I'm going to call. We're going to talk about some stuff. I'm going to call you today. Okay? You going to be around? Whatever. Well, I'll call you.
I'll be gone for. Maybe a couple hours right after the show ends, and then I'll be home.
Okay, I'll call you later on.
All right.
Thanks a lot for everything. Thanks, Lynn.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right.
That's Lynn up in Nebraska, who does show notes and stuff like this. A couple more people want to say goodbye to you, Sharon, then we'll go.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. This is one way to say it. Parting is such sweet sorrow that I shall say goodnight till it be tomorrow. But with apologies to Shakespeare and with Sharon's renewed venture and house rehabs and whatever, we can also say, sweating is such sweet toil that I shall say good job. We'll see you tomorrow. That's clever.
Oh,
and
that's sweet. Great. Who's that from?
Steve.
From Steve. That's awesome.
Steve, great. He writes, he's a great researcher. He writes a lot of stuff.
That's great.
Yeah. Isn't that great? Sweating is such sweet sorrow.
I love that.
That's great. Here's one. It's another one here for you. Even though I have been on board only a couple of months, I just want to say thank you to Sharon. Your knowledge, caring of others, and great radio personality has enlightened me. You have such a beautiful voice, and I know that many of us will miss you. So glad to know that you'll pop up in now and then. and say howdy. I love you and good luck, Nancy in Nebraska.
Oh, very nice. Thank you. So sweet.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Guys are making up, you know.
That's great. I love you. I love you. We have another one here. I guess that's where we should go now. Yeah, we should go. Man, I'm hungry. Man, are you hungry or what?
I am hungry. What are you going to eat?
I don't know. I don't know. I'll go downstairs and see what.
Hey, how was your, didn't you have a sweet potato last night or something? Or what was it you were eating?
I had a sweet potato and peas. And man, okay. It just was like heaven.
Oh, it was?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
It's like,
good.
It's just, yeah, really nice. You know, I like sweet potatoes. It's just that. I think Dr. Gundry said that you can do the white potato in the pressure cooker too. But Adam, does white potatoes have lectins? I don't think they do. They? Let's see. Adam wrote a few things about lectins yesterday. He said the entire raw nightshade family is mild to greatly poisonous due to various lectins. Really?
Whoa.
The entire raw nightshades, and that would be
tomatoes, eggplant, tobacco, peppers, paprika, pepinos, tobacco.
Peppers. Oh, I eat so many peppers raw.
Well, then just forget it. Delete this email.
Like green peppers and red peppers.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's not hurting you.
Oh, well, I love it.
But I, you know, once again, there's a whole theories on this whole lectin thing. It's Adam doesn't think it says. Cut and dry as Dr. Gundry put out. So I wouldn't worry about it. He said some lectins are actually fight cancer.
Huh. Okay. Yeah. Well,
like mistletoe, wheat germ, and jimson weed lectins. They cure urinary infections, cranberry and blueberry lectins, but most have a potential for harm. Oh. Beef is safer than chicken, so it's just opposite of Dr. C. make your head explode, right?
Yeah,
Dr. Gundry
yeah.
said the beef has this weird component in it that has made antibodies in the body, and chickens and fish are better. Adam says beef is safer than chickens and fish because cows have four stomachs, rumen, reticulum, omasum, abdomen, that detox lectins, phytates, and polyunsaturated fatty acids, even nuclear radiation. There you go. So, what can I say? That's our job here on One Radio Network, is to make your head explode.
Totally confuse
totally
you.
Totally confuse you on everything. and just, you just gotta.
And leave you to ponder it for the rest of the day.
Right. For the rest of the day, you're walking around going, to lectin or not to lectin, to chicken or not to fish? Holy cow. So our recommendation is, just don't listen to anything anymore. Get rid of your computer. Get rid of your TV. Get rid of your cell phone.
Feel good. Go ahead.
And just play Kissy Face, Huggy Body the rest of your life, and you'll be good.
Yeah.
Probably pretty
or
much.
Or just order a pizza and forget it, you know?
That's right.
Order a pizza. A pint of Haagen-Dazs and forget pizza. It.
I don't know what the... Oh, hey, Patrick, I was driving, so I'm speaking into my phone. Oh, I did not know, and I still don't know what's going on in Sharon's. This is her last show. She didn't know that when she called. Oh, but I did.
Who was that?
Bridget.
Oh. Huh?
And I hope I wanted to say that I love you guys and got to listen to hear what's going on, but whatever is going on, I support and love you and wish you all the best. Oh, yeah, it's all good. It's all good.
It's all good. So you know, Bridget has always been someone I've always looked forward to her calling in. I love her voice and I love her laugh.
She's cool.
She's great. Yeah. Yeah, she's funny.
So give her the 30-second story of why you're leaving. 30 seconds.
Oh, just kind of move on and do some new things, you know? It's just kind of time to just kind of branch out and kind of pursue some of the things that I really, you know, want to do. And just, you know, I know most people know that I kind of got into flipping some real estate last year. I really love this. You know, I feel really happy when I have a hammer in my hand or a paint roller in my hand. I like to take old things and turn them into something nice. And it's very creative. And also, I just need to have my life to where I'm not on any kind of schedule anymore. None. You know, because of my kid growing up and all of her activities. And she's just, you know, grabs the world by the, you know, what's. And she's just out there, you know, just doing so much.
Grab it by the you know what's.
I mean, she's so busy because you think, well, you could just simplify your life and, you know, teach the kid how to drive and she can get her driver's license. But we've been so busy that we haven't even been able to get her permit for it yet. You know, that's how busy, you know, we just stay and not being able to even, you know, find the time to go do that, which I hope we're going to go do that tomorrow, in fact.
Are you going to do it?
Yeah, get the permit tomorrow, hopefully, hopefully in the morning.
Well, there's a great saying, and I found it to be true. If you want to get something done, you ask a busy person.
Yeah, that's true.
It is very true.
It's very true.
Very true. Busy people get stuff done. That's what they're doing. Yeah. They're doing stuff.
That's right.
that's why they're busy. Right. You know, it kind of makes sense to me. You know? You call up somebody and hasn't had a job for 4 days, I don't think he's the guy you want to talk to. How are you doing as a plumber? Well, I don't have a lot of help. I don't get a lot of jobs, but I'm doing okay. What do you need? No. I'm thinking my faucet may break soon, but I'll call you when it does. That's right. But the plumber that says, well, I can't get to you in the next week, but, and then you talk him into coming out that night, that's the guy you want. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
That's the dude you want messing around with your sink.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
Well, I guess we're going to go now. Thanks for everything, sweetie.
Well, you're welcome. And thank you for everyone. Thank you for everything.
Thank you for
It's been a real trip.
It has been a trip. I guess you never envisioned yourself being on the radio, probably, yeah?
No. That's just one more thing I can add to, you know. It's interesting.
but you did co-star in The Handmaid's Tale with what's her name? So that was good.
Oh, my goodness.
If you guys want to see Sharon, you can rent The Handmaid's Tale, and she had one line.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, sweetie. Well, thanks. I love you very much.
Okay, you're welcome. Love you, too.
Thanks a lot.
All the listeners, love you guys, and take care. And I'll check in soon.
Okay.
Let you guys know what I'm up to.
Yeah, up two or up three or up four.
I'll be around. I'll be around listening. So, yeah.
And I asked Sharon what song she wanted me to play to end the thing. And this is the one she chose. This is one of her faves. So we're going to do this, and we'll see you guys on Monday. Okay. All right. Thanks, baby. Talk to you soon. Okay. I love you all very much.
Like the pine trees lining the winding road, I've got a name, I've got a name. Like the singing bird and the croaking toad, I've got a name, I've got a name. And I carry it with me like my daddy did, but I'm living the dream that he kept here. Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by. Like a north wind whistling down the sky, I've got a song, I've got a song. Like the whippoorwill and the baby's cry, I've got a song, I've got a song. And I carry it with me and I sing it loud. If it gets me nowhere, I go there proud. Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by. Thank you.
I could share it if you want me to. If you're going my way, I'll go with you. Bend me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by. Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by.